We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, peace-loving viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista and Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión.
In Santa Rosa del Aguaré, Channel 21 on Cable Visión.
In Core, Channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santani, Tapiracuay, Channel 30 and in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Demoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus.
Channel 40, formerly 24, in Limbe and Environ on CietSat.
Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khof Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Ertenet City, Channel Z26 on Ulha Tinga Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swater, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Minimongov. In Daran U Province, Channel 8 on Daran Broadcasting System. In Ulha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gundarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan U Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjia Lo Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. in Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV, in Hualien County, Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV, in Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV, in Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tung Tai Cable TV, in Jia'i County, Channel 97 on Goshung Cable TV, and in Jia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. In today's news, Peru will provide safe drinking water for 4 million citizens by 2011. In education news, Morocco supports the care of children with disabilities. In animal welfare news, an international wildlife charity rescues 600 bears in India. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 29th, is the birthday of famous Australian actress Miss Isabel Lucas. Born in Melbourne, Miss Lucas, a vegetarian, is well known for her role in the Australian television programme Home and Away. A devoted animal rights activist, Miss Lucas participates in the Whaleman Foundation and the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, which are committed to safeguarding ocean life and habitat. In 2007, she, along with other like-minded individuals, advocated against the hunting of dolphins. Of her time spent in Los Angeles, USA, Miss Lucas said, "I've found some really beautiful little nooks and cool vegan cafes. Many thanks, Isabel, for your cruelty-free diet, loving work on behalf of our animal friends, and stellar acting performances. May you celebrate a very happy birthday with treasured ones."
Flying News. Supreme Master Ching Hai, International Association Relief News Update from Haiti. 2 weeks after the devastating January 12th earthquake brought tragedy to the Haitian people, aftershocks continue to strike, causing further casualties and damage to the region. In fact, another tremor occurred as our correspondent spoke with Mr. David Cantler, President and Founder of Active Community Team Serving, or ACTS, World Relief.
Here comes a little earthquake right now. We can feel it below our feet. And these tremors have been happening usually about every 2 days. Because of these continued earth tremors, the people live in a constant state of fear. And they don't want to sleep in their building even if it were standing up, because they tried that and many more died. So most of the people are sleeping outside like they are in this hospital.
Moreover, according to officials from the United Nations and other organizations, victims are in dire need of food, with hunger adding more tension to already desperate situations.
Seeing reports of the Haitian people's suffering and pain, Supreme Master Ching Hai on January 28th immediately offered another $20,000 to the initial $40,000 donation, asking that our association's relief team buy good quality pain medicine in addition to providing urgent medical and surgical care.
Combined with increasing contributions from our association members worldwide, contributions now total over $237,000, an amount that could acquire $8.5 million in urgent supplies if purchased in the United States based on Haiti's cost of living. Covering most of their own travel expenses, our association's relief team members, who have arrived from places across the globe, have been collaborating to provide necessary humanitarian, medical, and food assistance.
The relief teams have begun working from the Dikwini Seventh-day Adventist Hospital in Kafu, near Port-au-Prince, which, according to the United Nations officials, is one of the largest standing facilities. Several assessment teams have also said it is one of the most secure. There, the medical team, including a doctor who is one of the only wound specialists at the facility, have been providing much-needed treatments for patients. In seeing to the increasing need for post-operative wound care, they are also treating many other ailments, including dehydration, lung conditions, and gastrointestinal infections.
In addition, our association's cooking team has been preparing nutritious vegan dishes for hundreds of doctors and patients, who have gratefully commented on their delicious nourishment. The team will also be showing the local people how to prepare vegan foods for themselves. Meanwhile, another team from our association is bringing food supplies to provide vegan meals for all 1,200 people at the hospital, as well as victims in another hospital and more remote areas.
Our association's relief team also went to an isolated mountainous region where some 2,000 residents have not received any care since the January 12th Tembler and is collaborating with other groups and the Red Cross to alleviate their suffering.
We go and buy, you know, food like for them to bring from Dominican Republic to Haiti. And then we buy rice, potatoes, carrots, many, you know, many things that they don't have in Haiti now. Also some equipment from the for the kitchen. No, it's easy to go to that place because the road no is good. They need food, water, medical supplies. We check if they have food or not. And they only had water. And they, you know, want to boil something like some flour there and drink that, you know, like a tea. Because they don't have nothing more. No rice, no bread, nothing.
As we've worked on many different deployments together, it's a joy because you understand how to love people. And that's our whole theme here is to love people, not just to give a meal, but actually to serve them and love them and develop relationships together.
Throughout our association's relief endeavors, the Haitian people have expressed their sincere appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving support.
Even in spite of how much these people are hurting and lacking, they have very loving, kind hearts, and they're very thankful and appreciative for your sacrifice that you can be able to unite with them.
We are grateful to all governments, organizations, and caring persons who have come together to help the Haitian people. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her comforting assistance, as well as our association's relief teams for their devoted efforts. As we pray for the swift recuperation of the quake-stricken, may our world soon be protected from such tragic circumstances as humanity's conscientious actions foster a more stable ecosphere.
Malnutrition strikes Mongolians during big freeze. Following a summer of drought, Mongolia has faced an unusually severe winter. While daily seasonal temperatures are normally minus 15 to minus 35 degrees Celsius, they have recently dropped to minus 40 or more. Nearly 200,000 residents who already have less fortunate backgrounds are in critical danger of food shortage, especially since travel is very difficult due to the heavy snow, with some villages inaccessible. The local Red Cross has been distributing warm clothing as much as possible.
When extreme weather situations were reported on January 18th, Supreme Master Qinghai had quickly asked that our Mongolian Association members please go as conditions permitted to help the most desperate, saying with her heartfelt condolences and prayers that funds would be provided as necessary.
Our gratitude, Red Cross, for your prompt endeavors to aid the Mongolian people. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her concerned support of the vulnerable. Our prayers for the warmth and comfort of the storm-afflicted through such dangerous times, as humanity's gentler care of the ecosphere helps ease conditions as these.
Earthquake in Peru. As the northern part of the nation was shaken by a strong 5.8 magnitude quake on Monday, January 26, thousands ran out onto the streets in panic. This was the 12th quake of magnitude 4.0 or higher since the beginning of the year. There were fortunately no reports of casualties or major damage from the most recent quake. We are thankful for the safety of the Peruvian people. With heaven's grace, may such distressing conditions lessen as we strive to be kinder to each other and our environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Madam Speaker,
U.S. President reiterates Biden, pledge to bring troops home Congress, in State of the Union address. During his first State of the Union address to the nation, President Barack Obama affirmed plans to initiate military departure from Afghanistan in July 2011,
begin to come home,
stating that a complete troop withdrawal from Iraq is still scheduled for August 2010 as well. The President stated,
"This war is ending and all of our troops are coming home."
Also addressed in his speech was the creation of new jobs, along with a call for passage of the health care reform bill to benefit all Americans.
We have finished a difficult year. We have come through a difficult decade. But a new year has come. A new decade stretches before us. We don't quit. I don't quit. Let's seize this moment to start anew, to carry the dream forward, and to strengthen our union once more.
Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency, for your peaceful and benevolent goals. May your leadership continue to further noble ideals and harmonious relations among all Americans and throughout the world.
South Africans warned of poisoning from fish. A collaborative study between South African and U.S. researchers, one of the first of its kind, found that fish from South African's coast contained dangerous levels of mercury. A highly toxic heavy metal, mercury can damage the brain and nervous system, as well as causing fever, tremors, mood swings, and even birth defects. Citing U.S. Environmental Agency guidelines, the scientists stated that daily consumption of the fish evaluated would expose an adult to 11 times and a child to 32 times more mercury than recommended. The report thus suggested limiting or avoiding consumption of fish from South Africa's coastal waters. Our heartfelt thanks, U.S. and South African scientists, for your careful work and wish to protect public health. For the sake of our own vitality and that of the ocean environments, let us all switch to the wholesome plant-based diet.
Confined animal farming damages health and social harmony. When a factory farm of 5,800 pigs moved into her Canadian town, Ms. Joanne Dion Richelieu and her neighbors almost immediately began suffering from the impact. In addition to new health problems and noxious odors that kept families trapped inside their homes, an exorbitant amount of liquid pig waste, known as slurry, was sprayed onto surrounding fields, releasing a bacteria and toxic gas-filled environmental hazard.
It gets to be a very acidic mixture that smells of sulfuric gases and all kinds of stuff. And as soon as it rains, it all ends up in rivers. And at every rain, the river here changes colors. And I've measured the coliforms in the water after a rain, and the river is not swimmable anymore.
Unlike industrial factories, animal farms in many countries are exempt from environmental laws that curb pollution. Ms. Richelieu tried to form a citizens group and appeal to legislators and the media in an attempt to stop new factory farms from moving in, but was thwarted by the large economic and political interests of the company that owned the factory farm.
Some old friends are now enemies because of that. It's caused conflicts, and not only environmental problems, but social problems. Just talking about it is very hard for me. I find it's too revolting to have this done to us, and I'm not the only one.
Across Canada and indeed North America and other parts of the world, pig factory farms are also disrupting individuals and communities in similar ways, while at the same time being paid for by the citizens themselves.
Even though the pig economy is very bad, you know, it is a very subsidized industry. So there's a lot of citizens' money going into this polluting industry.
Pig factory farms are also central to the cause of another heavy social toll, the swine flu pandemic. As of today, the virus continues to take lives, with recently announced death tolls in places like India rising to 1,206 and Egypt with 248, while Cyprus, Romania, and the United States also have reported new swine flu deaths. Although there are many times more cases, including fatal ones, than have been counted, the most recent global calculations find the death toll to exceed 28,510.
Our appreciation and support, Ms. Richelieu, and all other courageous individuals who are striving to regain a quality of life in their factory farm-affected communities. With sorrow for families worldwide afflicted by diseases related to such animal farming practices, we pray that all societies find lasting refuge in the healthy, sustainable, organic, vegan lifestyle.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food.
Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and Pace disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Palestinian pharmacist freed. Pharmacist Majida Akram Fadda was released on Tuesday, January 27th, after having been detained for 18 months. She is a member of the Nablus Municipal Council, whose members had sent a special appeal to the Israeli government for her release. Congratulations, pharmacist Fadda, on your release, and our best wishes for a warm reunion with loved ones. May the Providence guide Israelis and Palestinians toward ever peaceful relations as brotherly neighbors.
Save our planet. U.S. scientist assesses regional impact of climate change. Professor Steve Running of the University of Montana, former member of the Nobel laureate UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, recently published results of a study assessing the impact of global warming to the Rocky Mountains in the western USA. His findings include a forecast that climate change in the region was likely to significantly affect wildlife as well as ecosystems and the economy.
The report specifically warned of temperature increases having dramatic impact on forests in the coming decades, with a corresponding worsening of droughts that would incur epidemics of insect infestations and catastrophic wildfires throughout the states of Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho.
Professor Running, we appreciate this informative report, despite its disturbing implications for the iconic Rocky Mountain Range. Let us join in concerted care and act now to bring a sustainable future for our planet.
In speaking of her concern about the consequences of global warming, Supreme Master Qinghai has also offered a solution to alleviate its effects, as during an August 2008 video conference with our association members in Canada.
Even if we plant more trees, there will be something else happening. Maybe wildfire or the beetle will be more in abundance, and then they will also begin to eat away all the forest. So this is a really terrible situation. The only thing is we have to be morally fit and have to be virtuous. Otherwise, there's no getting away from the bad karma, the retribution for whatever we do. We have to be compassionate again. We have to look into our heart, to live the noble way that heaven intended us to live. So planting trees alone is not the absolute solution. We have to be vegan.
Save our planet. City officials in Bandar Seri Begawan, the capital of Brunei, are working with an international team of consultants to ensure that urban development is carried out with concern for the ecosystem and with public input regarding environmental impact.
Save our planet. The World Glacier Monitoring Service reports that global glaciers continue to melt at historically unprecedented rates, with the most immediately vulnerable being ranges such as the Alps and Pyrenees in Europe, parts of the Andes and the Rockies in the Americas.
Save our planet. The Ministry of Finance in Jakarta, Indonesia, announces plans to set up a fund investing in sustainable energy projects and water management to help mitigate climate change effects.
Save our planet. Japan donates $7.4 million to Morocco for the construction of the country's first and the continent's largest solar electric plant in the southern city of Assazag.
I'm Zolo, and this is Lady.
Hello there. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
And we're both vegan.
Today we have a tip from our beloved caregiver, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Dogs do not need vaccinations yearly. It is healthier for them if it is less.
For instance, most states in the USA have changed their requirements for rabies vaccinations from yearly to every 3 years.
Also, vaccinations for other ailments such as parvovirus and distemper can last up to 7 years depending on the type of vaccination.
Our sincere appreciation, Supreme Master Qinghai, for your caring, health-protecting advice.
Thanks again, thoughtful viewers, for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for watching, and now for the weather around the world.
In good governance news, Peru is providing safe drinking water and sanitation to 4 million. President Alan Garcia Perez stated that these services will be supplied before he completes his term of office in 2011. His Excellency said, "Water for everybody is the basic principle of our democracy. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency, President Alan Garcia Perez, for your commitment to the well-being of Peruvians. May individuals in all parts of the world have healthy lives with an abundance of pure water and nutritious plant-based food."
In education news, Morocco enhances resources for children with disabilities. 400 classrooms for youngsters with special needs were set up in 2009. The Ministry of Social Development has allocated almost $1.4 million for more than 1,400 children with disabilities to attend 48 specialized schools. Training and skills for individuals with developmental challenges has also been organized by the National Human Development Initiative. Our sincere gratitude, Morocco, for your care of your precious citizens. May your initiatives help many to thrive in confidence and joy. Up next on Noteworthy News, 600 former dancing bears can now enjoy free lives. We'll check with the angels. Be right back. Stay tuned for more soothing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, splendid news for a wondrous world. In animal welfare news, a wildlife charity rescues bears in India. International Animal Rescue has concluded a five-year campaign that has freed more than 600 dancing bears. The individuals that had been keeping the bears have received over $1,000 each in compensation. This has included retraining as wildlife park keepers or in other careers such as software programming or tailoring. The bears have been moved to the 40-acre Banagatta Biological Park near Bangalore, where they can freely and safely roam and stay in caves if they choose. After the United Kingdom's Daily Telegraph newspaper reported about the attempt to rescue the sweet bears, readers generously donated to the worthwhile cause. Bravo, International Animal Rescue and kind Daily Telegraph supporters, for your dedicated efforts and kindness. May the lovely bears flourish in peace and happiness under heaven's grace.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Croatian entitled Right Door.
Na ulazu na nebo postoje dvoja vrata za muškarce. Iznad prvih vrata stoji natpis koji sadrži riječi za muškarce koje su njihove žene obuzdavale. Iznad drugih vrata stoji natpis koji sadrži riječi za muškarce koje njihove žene nisu obuzdavale. Ispred prvih vrata stoji dug red muškaraca, a ispred drugih vrata stoji samo jedan muškarac. Petar pita tog muškarca da li je opravdano da ulazi na nebo kroz ova vrata. On odgovara, da, naravno, moja žena mi je rekla da moram ovdje stajati.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Like Wind in Wood, Brazilian jazz quintet, Vento em Madeira, on Enlightening Entertainment.
Prestada equipe de Supreme Master TV, eu assisti o programa de jazz brasileiro. Esteve maravilhoso. Fiquei muito feliz de ver um programa bonito e da nossa terra. Muito obrigado. Sucesso sempre e parabéns pelo belo trabalho de vocês. Abraços, Daniel, São Paulo, Brasil.
Melodic Daniel, nice to hear from you. It was our joy to air this spectacular Brazilian jazz show. According to Supreme Master Qinghai's loving guidance, we are presenting the exquisite and unique cultures around the world to our global audience. May we have many vibrant celebrations of life on a sustainable vegan planet in the near future. With God's blessings to you and all your warm-hearted Brazilian compatriots.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May heaven's infinite light shine on you and your loved ones.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Festivities for the Year of Russia in France and the Year of France in Russia are set to launch on March 2nd with more than 200 exchanges, events and economic projects planned to enhance the two countries' relations.
Doctors Salman and Samina Ahmed of Pakistan, founders of the Global Wellness Initiative, organized a peace concert at the UN headquarters in New York, USA, to raise awareness of the millions of civil war refugees in Pakistan.
When an Israeli settler became trapped beneath her overturned car, Palestinian Authority civil defense teams used special equipment to free her, providing initial emergency treatment until Israeli medics arrived.
Welfare community members at Aulax, or Vietnam, Ham Yang B Elementary School provided food and rice for less fortunate children so they could stay in school, which the students said motivated them to study more.
U.S.-based Hurel Corporation announces the creation of a small chip containing safely harvested human skin cells designed to replace animal testing for cosmetics and other products.
Astronauts at the International Space Station received software upgrades allowing them to access the Internet via Ku-band connection, which was commemorated with the first tweet from space by U.S. flight engineer T.J. Creamer.
British Home Secretary Alan Johnson announces a proposal for a new mandatory alcohol code, including legal age verification and a ban on promotions that encourage irresponsible drinking behavior.
Serbian Culture Minister Nebojša Bradić opens the third annual Kuštendorf International Film and Music Festival, offering tribute to the founding director Emir Kusturica and welcoming celebrities such as Hollywood actor Johnny Depp.
U.S. scientists studying a group of people in their 70s who drank blueberry juice daily found that it significantly improved their performance on learning and memory tests.
Her Royal Highness Sophie, Countess of Wessex, is presented with the Royal Victorian Order in recognition of her service to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and the monarchy.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com/NWN.